League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Welcome to the Nation!
What's up?
Bethany Frank almost went from riches to rags in the name of love.
Yo, and I'm pretty pumped up because we got the homie, writer, comedian, and actress, Vanessa Fractions in the building.
Yes, thanks for having me back. Yeah.
Plus, we have a legend here with us in L.A. She's a comedian and an actress, and she's got those pretty feet. It's the one and only Luna. Oh, man, more about those toes later, but first, show me what you got.
Well, it looks like Billie Eilish is not a fan of porn, y'all. During her appearance on Howard Stern's show, Billie admitted that she started watching porn when she was just, get this, y'all, 11 years old.
Oh,
yikes,
oh,
and how it nearly destroyed her brain. Wow, listen to this.
As a woman, I think porn is a disgrace, and I used to watch a lot of porn. I started watching porn when I was like 11. I thought I was one of the guys and would talk about it and think I was really cool.
11's early.
You think 11's early?
My question is kind of like, where were her parents in all of this?
We all got these in our pockets right here. Yeah. And it's like back when I was a kid, you had to hope for an older cousin or some friend's
right.
brother
VHS
to slip you a magazine or a calendar.
Right.
But now we got like these phones. What do you do?
Tana,
do you do?
Kids today will never know the struggle of doing Mission Impossible style maneuvers. Where you had to get the tape, write down where it was on the VCR numerically,
right
back up to that scene. You know, everybody got easy access.
Yeah, cue music, bro. Dump, 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 dump. Where's the tape? Where's the tape?
The friend addicted. She said she was addicted.
How many?
I don't know. You know, I mean, you know, we've all seen things. How much? I just want to know where I stand and all that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you watch it every day, Lunel? Is it? Does it put you to sleep at night?
Sometimes.
All right, well, Bethany Franco has a lot to get off her chest about her nightmare divorce to ex-husband Jason Hoppe. She shared on her podcast that she felt going into a prenuptial agreement with her ex-husband was embarrassing. This is what she said. I ended up marrying someone who was just a regular person who seemed like they could handle all of what was going on with me. And being in reality television, and I was sort of proud of myself for just marrying someone who had a simple life and they didn't come from much. And so they all would right. never want anything from me. Well, damn.
Wow.
Bethany,
that's a little shady, baby. Beth.
Ooh. My God. Yeah. He was all regular schmegular. Yeah. Really had anything going on.
Right. Bethany didn't always have skinny girl Marg money.
No,
right.
She did
exactly,
not.
Exactly. Now, she needs to take a little slice of humble pie or skinny girl humble pie.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn if I've only got $20 in a bank account. It's prenup for me.
Really?
From here on out.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I have a daughter to think about.
Right.
I have a daughter to think about. I don't need no trick coming in my life, sexing me out of my coins.
Look, Lunel,
sexing you out of your coins.
We told you to sex you out of your coins
this
morning.
Don't sex Lunel out of her coin, damn it.
Protect your lucky charms at all costs.
Many have tried.
Many
have tried.
Many she's left.
Well, moving on, it's time for a Dish the Now, it looks like the legendary R&B homeboy Albie Shaw almost went from night and day to just night all day. Now, he took to his IG to share that a man got really upset after his girlfriend walked over to his table to give him a compliment. He said, still so mind-boggled when I quietly walk into a restaurant, hat and glasses, and the dude starts beefing with his amazingly angel queen because she saw Albie Shaw sitting in the room. Now, she came over and said, thank you for the music, and he went into fight mode. dude, relax. Wow. I only want to sing to both of you.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. That's why I don't like when I go places and women come up to me because they always want to talk about the color of the day and the teeth. And they man be standing right there. I'm like, look, honey, I will not harm her. Or do
it's
I want her?
It's sort of not the same, yeah, Gary. It's not the same.
It's not the same. Now, when my man went up to you asking you about the couleur of the day, I would have a problem.
First of all, I'll be sure a personal friend of mine.
Okay.
His swag has not diminished since the good old days. Women continuously fawn over him.
Wow.
And if your man got an insecure problem over an obvious sexual icon, then he need to get with the program and you need to kick rocks, foo. Wow. Because this is Al B. Shore, damn it.
But the man is evidently, honey, blind or something. Al B. Shore didn't gain weight, honey, so I wouldn't even be into
it. No, honey, you are blind. That was, no, Gary, you are blind.
Yeah, but if
that was about 5 years ago.
Oh, well, girl, they need to change pictures of him.
Yeah, don't do that, Gary. I'll come through this camera.
But all right, well, moving on. Giselle Bundchen said that she thought football was the most boring thing. So she fell in love with a superhuman, Super Bowl trophy stacking husband, Tom Brady. So in the Man in the Arena docuseries on ESPN Plus, Giselle said, Chewy, can you give us your best Brazilian supermodel accent, please?
I will do my very best. Okay, here we go. I thought it was the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. I was like, what are they doing? Why do they stop all the time? Where's the goal? In the end, I was like, God, I don't know what to tell this guy. He's going to ask me, how was the game? I was like, oh, it was great. I didn't understand anything.
It's even better in person.
When I see her now, that is the voice I'm going to hear.
Most women, honey, aren't dating these dumb players because they love the sport. Now, you even went out with someone that had a career you understood or nothing about it, or how do you play it off, honey? And I know how to play it off, honey, easily.
How do you play it off, Gary?
So what is that? Is that, would you say that I was a tail end? What is that?
What is that?
A tight end?
What is that? What is that?
Yeah.
What are you, a tight end?
Yeah, I think I'm a tight end.
Are you
tight? Yeah.
Gary, you haven't been a tight end in a while, baby.
I don't know. Bitch, wait a minute.
You're not a rookie anymore, Gary.
Gary's not a rookie, bro. You're not a tight end no more, Bobby.
Can I ask this question, though? Do you think he really knew that much about modeling? Do you think, or was he just into the way that she looked too? It goes both ways.
What is there to know about modeling?
Let me tell you something. She walked that Victoria's Secret runway enough that Tom knew everything he needed to know.
Exactly. Yeah. He's like, I want that. Yeah.
Exactly.
I want her.
She saw him running up that field, and she knew everything that she needed to know.
I've been confronted with this a million times with these athletes out here in these streets.
Yeah. Which
athlete? And I tell them that I don't know nothing about no football. Mm-hmm. I'm a basketball girl. And, you know, they get their little feelings hurt, and they feel some type of way. I guess they win that trophy, and... You know, they want acknowledgement.
Wait,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay, what trophy winning football
Heisman.
Player?
Heisman.
Did you brush off a Heisman winning athlete?
I think I did.
Are we talking like, you know, like back in the days, like Jim Brown or recent, like Bo Jackson?
Not Jim Brown, guys.
You know what? I'm a punch out.
Not Jim Brown, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'm going to tell you right now, this is the weirdest story of the day. Okay, Keanu Reeves fans have been having cyber sex with him for a while, and he had no idea. Okay, check this out. So Keanu, voices the character of Johnny Silverhand in the video game Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh,
okay, but check this out. Buckle up. The game developers had to remodify the game to stop users from model swapping Keanu's character into the love scenes so that they could simulate sex with him.
So sad.
A lot going on here. Now, when Keanu heard about this, he said he was flattered and said, quote, yes, oh my God, it's always nice when it's nice. Chewy, you and HK are gamers.
We are.
Have you ever played a game where there was like simulated sex? What is even the deal with that?
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto, there's simulated sex. Right.
You're playing Grand Theft Auto with somebody else.
And y'all
right?
just...
You're playing together.
Right.
You and your boy.
Right.
You know, whose idea, you know, like y'all say, hey, let's, you know.
That's the expansion pack, Grand Theft Auto.
That's why I'm staying out of the metaverse, you guys. I don't know what's going on in there.
I don't want to go in there.
Yeah, you got to watch out for your meta drinks. They're going to put meta drugs in your meta drinks.
Now you're meta roofied.
Up next, well, have pearly whites like my beautiful teeth. Well, Kendall Jenner and Odell Beckham Jr., honey, might be able to help you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, Kendall Jenner has a new line of oral beauty products, y'all, because why not?
Of course.
So she sat down with NFL star Odell Beckham Jr. and talked about teeth. Yeah, they debated the benefits of brushing your teeth before or after eating in the morning, and Kendall is team before, and Odell will have coffee first. Then the conversation turned into the craziest place they've brushed their teeth. Wow, okay, okay. Check this out.
Oh, I brush my teeth, like, in the car.
Porta potty.
Ew. What? I am actually, like, in shock at your answers.
I had to get my teeth cleaned.
Oh, my God. No, I'd rather stand outside the porta potty and brush my teeth.
I mean, the porta potty is the final frontier. If you can brush your teeth in a porta potty, you can do anything. Oh, and you're almost invincible at this point. So,
yeah, as long as he brushes his teeth, that's all what matters.
Right.
Well,
so
it don't matter
you know, I've gone camping and I've brushed my teeth in the middle of the woods.
That's probably the craziest.
Yeah, that's probably the craziest.
And I brush my teeth every day in the shower. When the shower was
running,
he spits it right on his toes.
You do
same,
I'm just hoping it was one of those, because he does well for himself. He's a wealthy person.
Right.
I'm hoping it was one of those nice trailer porta potties. You've seen those porta potties that actually look like a trailer. Nice. And maybe he's exaggerating. Like it's not.
I was thinking tuberculosis porta potty.
Lunell, would you ever brush your teeth in a porta potty?
I would never brush my teeth in a porta potty.
No, I would not.
Period.
Mm-mm.
No. That's tuberculosis. Is just jumping down your throat.
Oof,
I'm not doing, I don't even use porta potty. I will pee behind the porta potty before I go.
I'll pee on top of the porta potty.
I'm not understanding why you would not brush your teeth in a porta potty. You talk a lot of so you're right there. Just brush.
Yeah, I can dish it out, but I ain't going to take it.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys, we've been talking about how 50 Cent been trolling Madonna all week. Okay. The material girl may be giving him more material, and that's because she dropped a picture where she's mopping a floor, and she captioned it, saw the movie Licorice Pizza, OMG, felt so inspired I had to clean the theater. Okay,
wow.
Guys, Madonna has been rich for a very long time. How long do you think it has been since she picked up a mop?
She probably saw a mop and went into shock. She's like, what the hell is that?
Is this
a sex toy? What's going on?
Someone had to show her how to use it.
Well, she does look like she's in a jail scene.
Yeah.
True.
Thirsty much, Madonna? I'm just saying, the other day she was under the bed. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you think she been under the bed?
Okay.
For what? Did she have to get some? Mm. Is she destined? No, none of that. Mm-hmm. She got people to do all that. In her Louboutins, by the way. Mm. So now she's doing a mop thing. I mean, you know, Madonna, just call him if you want 50's.
Right.
Just call him.
Exactly.
Just call him, baby, because we're getting tired of you playing these games out here.
I think Madonna is high-key thirsting for 50.
Thirsty.
She likes that attention.
She sure does.
Yeah, she does.
Uh-huh. That's a photo op, honey, and that's it.
Who took the picture?
It was a little too
close. One of her 18 children. Well, who took the picture of mommy under the daggum bed?
Can you imagine being like a little further under the bed and then trying to get
there?
You know, mom.
Like, yeah, you could not
look at it. Hold on, right there.
Butt up, mom, stick your butt up.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in that household.
All right, so if you want to sleep in comfort, and who doesn't? Check this out. It's the Tumbled Vintage Watch. Extra soft sheet set. Each 6-piece set includes 1 flat sheet, 1 fitted sheet, and 4 pillowcases.
Ooh, these extra soft sheets, honey, are made to allow perfect airflow, letting your skin breathe and enhancing your sleeping experience.
They're made from 100% microfiber polyester, plus they're wrinkle-free, hypoallergenic, and easy to clean, which saves you time and effort.
Now, the sets come in king or queen size and 4 popular colors: white, dark gray, blush, and blue. So, Haircrack, tell me how much.
Well, these sheet sets have been seen as high as $90 to $100 before our Dish Nation viewers. They're just
$29. Oh,
$29. You already know the play, man. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, ladies, I hate to tell you, but Drake will not get your motor running. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. We know that Drake has the hits to keep the party lit, but can his music help you burn calories?
Oh.
Well, according to researchers, the answer is no. A study was done with 60 joggers that listened to different music while running, and results show that joggers who vibe to Drizzy Drake were much slower, and it added about 15 minutes extra onto their workout. Now, on the flip side, they also said that listening to Nicki Minaj, Doja Cat, and Katy Perry will also have that same slow effect.
Really? Interesting.
I've always believed that. Like, if you ever tried lifting weights to Drake, when that slow song comes on,
you can't pump the same.
You're going to sleep.
Now, it's for runners who listen to Beyonce, Harry Styles, Britney Spears, Cardi B, Travis Scott, Kanye, or Rihanna, you'll finish your workout about 2 minutes quicker. And, give or take a little.
We can still say Travis Scott?
Yeah, he ain't canceled from the gym yet.
People who listen to Drake started from the bottom and they haven't quite gotten there yet. They're on the way still. They're on the way.
Still on the bottom.
But you know what, though? Y'all know Drake, honey, he's always singing, rapping about love. So having flashbacks, honey, of an ex probably slows people down.
I could imagine so. One of my main things to listen to is Ace Hood Undefeated.
Okay.
Shout out to Ace Hood. That gets me pumped every day. And Eminem Won't Back Down. He got Pink singing on it. That gets me going.
Gary, when you work out, do you listen to Diana Ross, and do you burn calories while you're listening to
I was just going to tell you that, Troy, baby. I mean, someday we'll be together. I mean, and reach out and touch. I mean, someday baby, that we'll gets you together. Going, honey. I love it.
And what kind of exercises are you doing while you listen to these songs?
I'm doing the treadmill, and then I'm doing some squats.
Hey. Well, if running doesn't help you burn calories, I know what will. Yes, sex, will. Y'all.
Oh, now we're talking. Yeah. Now you're in my lane.
Yes, I know, Lunel.
Okay, let's go.
But this story right here is really cringeworthy, y'all. So a TikToker went viral last year after accidentally live streaming a full-on freak session with her husband on Facebook. Yikes, but it gets worse, y'all. No. She revealed more embarrassing details. She decided to reminisce about the private moment on social media this week and wrote, yo, Vanessa, can you read the quote, please?
Do I have to, child? All right, okay.
Yes, you do.
Remembering that one time last year when I accidentally went live on Facebook while I was in Pound Town and 46 people saw it, including my own father.
Thank God she don't have more friends.
Who cringes just hearing that?
How do you do that?
You got to touch the icon. Right. You got
I'm just saying it could happen, but also the worst place to go is Facebook because that's where your parents are. The weirdest part about the whole thing is how her dad hit that share button. That was the weird
part.
The thought of my father seeing me having sex repulses me more than brushing my teeth in a porta potty.
Wow. Yeah.
And both of them repulse me.
But I wonder what my parents would have said. They would call me getting busted off.
I didn't like how you said that. I didn't like how you said it.
The first thing they would recognize, Gary's them little chicken cutlets you call an ass. I'd be like, that's my boy.
That's my boy. They had sex with a turkey. Then he realizes.
That's my boy. All right, coming up, Tom Holland says he just can't get enough of his sexy, tall glass of water. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Okay, guys, here we go. There's no hiding that there is something going on between Zendaya and Tom Holland.
Ow.
Breaking the news right here.
Oh,
it's a thing.
It's a thing.
One of the things that's obvious, though, is their height difference, okay? Mm-hmm. Tom and Zendaya were promoting their new movie, Spider-Man, on SiriusXM when they were asked how they felt about their 2-inch height difference. Mm. They both agreed it was a stupid assumption and a problematic idea that one's got to be taller than the other. Zendaya even went on to say that her mom was taller than her dad.
Okay.
As a man who's 5'8", I love this. I love that Zendaya's okay dating a man a little shorter than her. Ladies and Gary, could you date a man shorter than you?
I have.
Was there like a lot of complications with that?
We're the same height when we lay down. I'm not all that tall in the first place. I'm only 5'3". So
and it really don't have nothing to do. How tall are you when you stand on that wallet, baby?
But let's keep it real, though, Lunel. I would want a Chewy opposed to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
Opposed to a Tanner at 5'8"?
I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to say it.
If a barroom brawl breaks out, you want a Chewy next to you, you want a Tanner next to you.
If you got a Chewy over here in the brawl, if you got a Tanner, we're sneaking out the back.
And I'm not going to feel good about sleeping with you when we just snuck out the back.
Look, I'm trying to get a woman who can dunk on me.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.